From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A car bombing by Islamic State jihadists has killed dozens and injured scores more in northeast Syria. The Kurdish Red Crescent Society said at least 50 people were killed in a triple car bomb attack Thursday in an area where Syrians displaced from Deir al-Zor province had gathered. The attack took place at Abu Fas, near the border of Deir al-Zor and Hasaka provinces, said the war monitor Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which said earlier that at least 18 people had been killed. Egyptian officials say an attack on a checkpoint in the northern Sinai Peninsula has killed 6 police officers. The attack happened Thursday on the outskirts of the city of El Arish. Egypt has been battling an insurgency in the northern Sinai that's been led by an Islamic State affiliate since 2014. Ethiopian government forces killed 4 people and wounded 18 others Thursday in the town of Soda in the Restiv Oromia region. Residents who asked for anonymity out of fear of retaliation by the Ethiopian government told VOA's Horn of Africa service that 8 trucks escorted by federal forces were stopped by residents of Soda and surrounding villages. The residents suspected the trucks were transporting weapons to special Liyu police in the neighboring Somali region. The security chief of the Deer District in the Oromia region said the federal forces were angered by the residents' demand to stop the trucks and opened fire, killing 4 people. He said the 8 trucks suspected of transporting weapons remain in Soda. This is VOA News.